and pestilences or epidemics and terrorism. Have you seen any manifestation of those signs reappearing in a magnitude unprecedented like the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus has forecast would happen in this end time generation? I want to show you some, oh Lord, some deficiencies, some terrible errors in the preaching of today because preachers don't even see what's in the scriptures. They don't read the scriptures right. I want to turn you to a place in the book of Jeremiah. People want to talk about, oh, that's for the church. That's for the church of old. That's for somebody else. I want to show you something in the 30th chapter of Jeremiah. Now, he's talking about the church, but people says, oh, that's Israel. They ain't no such a thing. It was commonplace in Israel. All this mess was there. This did happen in Israel. But this prophecy is for our day, ladies and gentlemen. I can show you that in any of the prophets. Amen. These here's blind preachers, they can't show you nothing except scream out, oh, we're living under grace. I know we are. The Bible said you better take heed to what was predicted by the prophets of old, lest this come upon you in Acts, the 13th chapter.
Amen.
I won't go into that. But I want you to listen to this. Jeremiah 30 and verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. And here's the condition of the church today. Thou hast no healing medicines. Hey, before we go any further, I want you to go to the last verse. And I want you to see if this is for us today. The last two verses of this chapter. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. Did you hear that? The latter days is when you're going to consider this prophecy. It belongs to the church of the end time that you're a member of. And I'm a member of. It belongs to today's church. Today's Laodicean lukewarm church that is spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ is this prediction made by this great prophet. Let's see what else he said. Verse 13, he says, church of the end time, you don't have any healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten thee. They don't seek you. I've wounded thee. God's going to do this with the wound of an enemy and the chastisement of a cruel one for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. The church today is full of sin. And he says, why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. That's your rebellion against the word of God. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto you, church. Therefore, they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they shall spoil thee. They that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. And then God goes right on through the gamut of judgments into the next step is restoration. Amen. I will restore health unto thee when I bring you through these sore judgments. But it's going to take the judgments. And I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. But he goes on down to the end. He says, hey, the fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until ye have done this. Done it till he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it.
Yes.
Lord God, have mercy sakes in this world. We are going to consider it. God's got to do something wonderful. Something that is absolutely astonishing. Shocking. Before we're going to see this generation gap healed. And God's going to send two great prophets in the spirit and power of Elijah to do this wonderful, carry out this wonderful event of healing the generation gap, the gender gap, the communication gap, and the credibility gap, that parents will speak the truth and preachers will start preaching the truth out of the pulpits of America. And all the nations of the world have got to hear this gospel of the kingdom. Not in a phony gospel, not a perverted gospel, but Jesus said they must hear this gospel of the kingdom. And they will. All right, how are they going to hear it? Not going to be through you and me. We're just going to be a partner with two great prophets of restoration. Turn to Revelation 11. Verse 3. I will give power to my two witnesses. This is the hope of the church. This is Elijah. This is Elijah which is yet to come. This is Elijah that's going to heal the generation gap, the gender gap. Put women in their place. Old wimpish preachers in their places. Men in their places. Children in their places. Isaiah 3:12 said, as for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over my people. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of your paths. Don't you see it? No, he said, his watchmen are blind. That's why they can't see it. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs sleeping, lying down, loving the slumber. They're greedy dogs that never have enough and shepherds that cannot understand. They look to his own way for his own gain. Oh, how many shekels am I going to get? What's them things you got down there in Suriname? What do you call them dollars? What do you call your money? Guilders. Praise God. These preachers don't know guilders. You don't catch them going to Suriname preaching. They don't want no pot full of pan full of guilders. I don't believe you get enough of guilders on one of these offering pans to get back to the States if you got caught down there. They want American dollars. I look at some of these old phony preachers. I said, why don't you got all them gifts and you got a big mouth and all that mess. Why don't you go down there to some of these countries and preach in Suriname and Guyana and Nigeria and Zambia and Liberia, some of them other places, Namibia, Zimbabwe. You know why? They don't have Yankee dollars over there like they do here. These preachers ain't going over there. No way. They're after money. You don't get all that money over there. God says the reason for God's people's lack of progress, for their problems, their troubles, the loss of your family, that communication gap, that is a credibility gap, that your children don't believe you what you tell them. They don't believe the preacher that preaches in the church you drag them to. There's a credibility gap. They don't believe the president, they don't believe the governor, they don't believe the mayor, they don't believe the senator, they don't believe the congressman, they don't believe the Supreme Court. There's a credibility gap. And it's enlarged that gap between the generations. They're saying now that the young people in America has got such an apathy toward voting and concern about patriotism or politics or election of public officials. They don't give two hoots about registering and voting. Said they're all a bunch of stinking crooks. You know what's the way they feel? That's the way they feel about preachers. They're all a bunch of crooks. Racketeers. PTL, Jim Baker. If it's not that, for money, it's women. Jimmy Swaggart et al. I tell you, folks, I don't give a hoot what people says about me. I live the life. Amen. I pay the price in fasting, praise seeking God, and studying the Word, and committing myself to God. Amen. I wouldn't put myself in the same bag with none of them preachers. Right. I know them too good. They know I know them. Assembly of God, Church of God, Pentecostal Holiness, Independence. Preach just about enough to make you sick. That's what they do. God's people are sick. Yeah. Like that old shepherd over in Scotland, a preacher was visiting several years ago, the world's largest rancher. He went out there watching them sheep, watching that old sheep herder direct his underling shepherds around, taking care of sheep. He had them all set in flocks where they were trained to follow one man and one man only. And this preacher looked at him, looked at the owner, he says, sir, I understand that sheep will only follow one man, their true shepherd. He says, you're right, except in one occasion. I said, what's that? He said, sick sheep will follow anybody. Oh, God. Don't that tell you something? Amen. About Christians are sick. Yeah. You know, I just follow anybody. On radio, on TV, big campaign. His Real watchmen, he says, are chosen. They're blind. His watchmen are blind. They're ignorant. Isn't the Bible, Isaiah 56, 10 to 11. They're dumb dogs. They're sleeping. They're lying down. They love slumber. They're greedy dogs. They never have enough. And they're shepherds that don't understand. And all he looks for is his own way, his own gain from his own quarter. Right. What am I going to get out of it? I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God's got two coming. He ain't going to take no dumb dog position. They're not going to back off and compromise for nobody, for money, or nothing else. Listen, I'd tell a millionaire to leave here just as